Homilist today is Constantino Mamo. He's a friar of the province of Malta and is currently serving as a missionary in Durres, Albania.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think that by doing so they are offering worship to God, and they will do this because they have not known the Father or me. But I have said these things to you, so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them." Shortly, we will celebrate Pentecost, and we will remember with joy that Jesus kept his promise not to leave us orphans. After his resurrection, Jesus stood among the disciples who were locked in a room afraid of the Jews. He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is John's version of the coming of the Holy Spirit. Jesus breathed life into the nascent church and gave her peace and the power to forgive sins. This was an act of creation. Luke's version, in the Acts of the Apostles, presents Pentecost as a theophany, a manifestation of God with his power, with a sound like that of a violent wind, and tongues of fire appearing to rest on each one of the disciples. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. They were no longer afraid of the Jews, and went out to proclaim Jesus Christ crucified. They spoke in other languages, and people could understand them. And they went out on mission. Today we read that Jesus told his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify." Jesus calls the Holy Spirit an advocate. An advocate is a person who publicly supports somebody in order to defend him and speak in his favor. He is called and he comes or is sent where needed. Here Jesus tells us that the Spirit comes from the Father, sent by the Son, and comes in order to be an advocate. The verbs "come" and "is sent" baffle us, for here they do not refer to a change of place. Being God, the Spirit is present always and everywhere. Jesus is speaking of the Holy Trinity, a profound mystery that our mind cannot understand. The Holy Spirit was always present where Jesus was. He was with Mary at the Annunciation. The angel told her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you." He came when Mary answered, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And he was there when Mary visited Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was with Jesus all the time, even unto the last moment of his life on earth, when he cried out in a loud voice from the cross, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." I will not elaborate on the mystery of the Holy Trinity, but on the words of Jesus, "He will testify on my behalf, and you also are to testify." Here we have a double mission, that of the Spirit and that of the Apostles. How does the Holy Spirit testify on behalf of Jesus? In two ways. First, as regards to the world, because Jesus said, "When the Advocate will come, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin because they do not believe in me, about righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will no longer see me. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. Second, with regard to Christ's disciples. Jesus told his disciples, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. The disciples will always need a teacher and a guide. The Spirit will not invent new doctrines, because he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. His testimony will open our minds and our hearts to understand and to better express what Jesus taught his church in a language we could understand in our days, so we could better follow and practice what we believe in a way that we would not be content to simply follow traditions. We will always need the Holy Spirit to help us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words, as St. Paul wrote to the Romans. To the disciples Jesus said, you also are to testify on my behalf. For more than 2,000 years, Christians are being persecuted because of their allegiance to Jesus. The Church will always need the Spirit as counselor, for Jesus said, when they persecute you, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you at that time, for it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Not all of us suffer violent persecution, although there are subtle ways of persecution that might not seem persecution at all. However, our testimony for Jesus is always needed. St. Peter reminds us always to be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and reverence. We should follow the example of St. John the Apostle, who wrote, we declare to you what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. How are we to do this? Peter himself tells us, all of you have unity of spirit, sympathy, love for one another, a tender heart and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but on the contrary, repay with a blessing. It is for this that you are called. This is in line with what Jesus said when he said that those who are believers should let their light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. This is the testimony expected from us, a Christian way of life that speaks louder than words. Pope Paul VI reminded us, modern man listens more willingly to witnesses than to teachers. And if he does listen to teachers, it is because they are witnesses.